Revival in the City is an organization that originated in Canada and travels to different countries in the region and across the world, hosting religious events and preaching the gospel to people. Natasha Batiste, who is responsible for media and administration for organization Revival in the City, said this Saturday's program, dubbed Prayercade, will be their second event to be held in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Revival in the City, it's an organization, a registered entity out of Canada that was founded by Bishop Dr. Pete Pinnock, and it is where we go to different countries and we have a series of activities, events, spiritual events, services, marches, and spreading the word of God and ensuring that, you know, we let persons know that even though there may be trials or difficulties going on in their lives, even in their nation, that the only answer is Jesus Christ. So that is, in a nutshell, really what Revival in the City is.
But he said, to kick off the event, there will be two motorcades coming from Kaliakwa and Camden Park, with people dancing, singing, and spreading the word about the gospel.
Calvary Evangelistic Assembly, which is the church that is spearheading along with other local churches. We have seen the rise in crime and other things that is happening in our nation. And as part of the Revival in the City activities, we have decided that we need to have it at the Russell's Auditorium, but we need to take to the streets of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So what is going to happen on Saturday the 9th of November? We are going to have simultaneously two motorcades coming from Kaliakwa to Murray Village and from Camden Park to Stony Ground.
But he said both motorcades will stop at strategic designated locations to offer prayers and then congregate at Heritage Square, where they will hold a rally. She said during the rally, they will be praying for the nation.
No, we didn't want to just say we're going to have a motorcade, because it's not a motorcade. It is prayer. It's going to be filled with persons, you know, on the microphone. We're going to have stops where we will stop and we'll pray. And we will head into Kingston. When we get to those 2 points, Murray Village and Stony Ground, we are going to then take to the streets. We're going to be marching through the streets and culminate at Heritage Square. So there's going to be persons marching from Stony Ground right up to Heritage Square, coming through, you know, the streets of Kingston. And then there's going to be another set of persons, dancers, musicians, gospel artists, prayer warriors. We're going to be taking from Murray Village right to Heritage Square, where everything will culminate, where we will be sending up prayers there for our nation. We have dubbed it a prayer cave because it's all about sending up prayers for our nation.
Natasha Batiste, who is responsible for media and administration for organization Revival in the City. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.